Next question is Larry Lamb, L-A-M-B, Larry. Larry, it's a, well, first of all, he was born 7-12-44, today's 12-29. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation. This face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient currently in his own, in his blank benefit period. This is an 81-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with his history of CHF. Patient appears quite thin. Also suffers from coronary artery disease, AKI, history of confusion, shortness of breath at rest, belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, quite disheveled appearance, definitely gets more short of breath with activity, has had a right elbow injury / bleed, taken her to Eliquis, required hospitalization in the emergency room. Patient is taking a blood thinner for his atrial fibrillation, also has a history of anxiety, hypertension, sundowner syndrome, which is being treated. Patient is currently not on O2, but O2 is available. He had a slur. He has a slurred speech because of his severe weakness, and is quite thin. He's ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL. MAC, LMAC is 24 centimeter. Blood pressure 100 over 55. Pulse is at 81 or 2 sets, 94% on Roman. Patient's right elbow injury occurred as a result of fall. He's quite debilitated and has had recent multiple falls, and he dragged himself on the carpet, which caused severe skin tear and laceration, and required stitching in the emergency room to control the bleeding. Continues to bleed and requires pressure dressing to hold it. To control the bleeding at this time, his blood thinner has been put on hold for the next 7 days. Patient is bowel and bladder incontinent and does require help with all ADLs on a daily basis. Patient is sleeping 8 to 10 hours a day and is getting up very little at this time, especially with recent history of fall. Remains hospice appropriate, most likely with less than 6 months to live. Thank you.